Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Happy Head, written by Josh Silver and read by Hugh Parmenter. One. Bowie Sky.
I think it's down there,
Mum says. We've already been down there, Dad says, a bit shirty now.
No, it's a different road, look.
They all look the same.
No, that one's narrower than the others.
What does the sat-nav say?
It's not working. It thinks we're in the middle of a field.
We kind of are in the middle of a field,
Lily chips in.
It's unfortunate that I'm spending my 17th birthday with my face pressed against the car window for 8 hours, as my parents and sister talk without coming up for air. But they wanted to wave me off. I said they could have done that from the front porch, but they didn't think that would have been meaningful. I think it would have been meaningful. The meaning being that I could have got the train and avoided this. I could have seen Shelley last night and said goodbye, and not got up at 4:30 to the sound of Dad waving a box of chocolate Cheerios in my face, claiming they were a fun treat before I left. Going to Happy Head will do me a world of good, Mum is now saying. I should be thankful that I was selected. Grateful.
It's a blessing.
She loves that word.
Truly,
she says as she catches my eye in the rearview mirror.
You've always had a bit of a sensitive nature, haven't you?
I think she might actually want an answer. Lily snorts.
And we love that about you, Seb. We do. You've always felt things very deeply.
Christ.
Not that it's a bad thing. It's part of who you are. What makes you special.
I want to open the door and jump into the bushes flying past us.
I just worry sometimes about how you'll cope. Life isn't easy.
For a while now, there has been a general feeling among my parents and my teachers that something has to come along to really shake things up for me if I am to equip myself for the next phase of life. When the letter came, they were all very excited. Happy Head would be the answer. It had to be. They all agreed. The car is packed with my things, so me and Lily are parted by a bulging suitcase, which is definitely for the best. But it keeps digging into my chest when Dad breaks too hard, which he does all the time. I didn't want to bring everything from my wardrobe, but Mum insisted. When I said it wasn't necessary because of the required belongings list, she said I could never be too prepared.
Where even are we?
Lily groans.
Nearly there,
Mum says, unconvinced.
Just a little tricky on these Scottish roads. Let's try and enjoy it.
Enjoy it. Shelley said she was going to get a bottle of vodka and some weed, and her uncle was going to let her sit at the back of his pub and bring us free drinks. 4:30 alarm, though, I texted her yesterday. I'll have to pass if I want to survive the journey. Sorry. I wanted to go to the pub. I did.
Lame,
Shelley replied.
It's your pissing birthday, buddy, and you're going away for nearly 2 weeks. You say you're independent, but they have a hold on you, Seb. You're scared of them, always have been. Goodbye. I really hope you make some friends there so it's not just me putting up with this shit.